Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We just give you praise this morning, Lord, for who you are. Hallelujah. You are the same God who has given life and breath to all. In you we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. All good gifts come down from above, from the Father of lights. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, your mercy you lavish upon us every day, and for the day you've given us together, Lord, the day you've made. Hallelujah. That we might live to glorify you. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that you provide, that you meet needs that we have. But Lord, we want to bless you. We want to honor you. We want to give back to you for all you've done to us. So Lord, we come with an offering of gratitude, of praise today, offering unto you the fruit of our lips, Lord. It's the least that we can do is to give you thanks, to give you praise. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you have delivered us from the bondage of sin, broken the power of sin in our lives, and have brought salvation to light through the gospel. Freedom, healing, deliverance in Jesus' name. All that we have need of in Jesus' name. And to God be the glory for the things he has done. With his blood he has saved me. With his power he has raised me. To God be the glory for the things he has done. Hallelujah. All praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave himself for man to die that he might man redeem. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Can we just give him some more praise this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you are with us today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus. Lord, be glorified. Yeah, hallelujah. I wonder if there's somebody that came this morning and you have a need right now that is, you need a miracle. You need God to meet a need in your life. It may be a physical problem, an illness, but you need God's healing touch today. Would you be bold enough to lift your hand and say, I need a touch from God today? I need a miracle from God today. You need healing in your body today? Do you believe God can do it? Do you believe that all things are possible to them that believe? Do you believe that with God nothing shall be impossible? How about nothing shall be impossible? That's what Jesus said. Well, I don't know about, I know God can do this, but I don't know about that one over there. How about nothing shall be impossible? So, Father God, let's all pray together in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now that you have already overcome every manner of sickness and disease. You have canceled every assignment of the enemy against us. And that you today, Lord, are the same as you were when you walked the earth. Because, Lord, you have given your Holy Spirit to your church, Lord, that we would continue the works that you began. And so now in Jesus' name, Lord, we are believing for your divine healing. So, Lord, we ask that you release. You know the need that's here, Lord. You already know what they have need of. So, Lord, in Jesus' name, we declare the healing of the Lord over those that stand. And we say, in faith, in Jesus' name, be healed. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Now in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name. By his stripes, We receive that healing today because Jesus paid for it in full. Now in Jesus' name, healing in Jesus' name. The top of your head, soles of your feet, all the way throughout this body. Father God, we pray that you're mending and healing and restoring. Today is the day of salvation. And that full salvation also includes healing in Jesus' name. And we will be careful to give you the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for touching Sister Dolores this morning as well, Father God. In Jesus' name, be healed. Receive it right now. Hallelujah. Amen. From the top of her head, Lord, to the soles of her feet. Healing. Healing. Be healed. Receive. Receive your healing now. Hallelujah. You know, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, that same spirit will give life to your mortal body. Hallelujah. We've seen so many people healed simply by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. It's not the great man of God or woman of God. It's the great God that we serve. Amen. Who does the work, who does the miracle. But we just believe. Hallelujah. And when we believe, we see. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. No, you'll see it after you believe it. Amen. Hallelujah. Take that thought captive. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Got to get in the flow. We're just amazed at what God's been doing, even in Pakistan, you know. Brother Larry and man, there's just, God is moving in power. There's such a hunger, you know, there's such a thirst for the Lord. People, they know that they're missing something, you know, and they don't know what it is until they hear the gospel, until they hear about Jesus. And they said, that's it, that's it. That's what's been missing in my life. So just multitudes of people, amen, across the nations. But in the Middle East, it's amazing how many people are coming to Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, and God moves in power. You know, we're praying, God, light up the Northwest. Amen. Light up our Jerusalem here in Judea and Samaria. Amen. Father, we're just believing, Lord, for a revival fire to fall here and in this area, Lord God, and for many, many souls to come to Jesus. We pray, Lord, many captives will be set free in Jesus' name. Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Isn't it good in here today? You know, you guys bless me. You know, I pray, Lord, make me a blessing, you know. But you guys bless me. And you know why you're a blessing? Because the blesser is in you. Amen. We carry the blesser in us. Amen. So that, because Jesus is in us, we can be that blessing. And he's just looking for someone who will make themselves available, who he can speak through, he can reach through, he can touch through. And that would be me. Amen. I say, yes, Lord. I'm open. Here am I. Send me. Hallelujah. Title of the message this morning is kind of a continuing theme here. The last couple of weeks, I'm talking about the need for God's power. Today, it's praise and the power of God. And scripture is John 4:23. I bet you never heard this one before. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. He didn't say should, but he said must worship in spirit and truth. Of course, Jesus was talking with the Samaritan woman at the well when he made this statement. And he was pointing out to her that true worship is from the heart of man and not from some geographic location. I believe in getting together and gathering together, amen, going to church, if you will, but you understand we are the church and we meet in the building, amen. And my brother from California there, Terry, Brother Terry, he named his church The Building. I thought, I like that, you know, The Building. So, you know, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, but God calls us to gather, to come together, amen? And praise God, He's provided a house for us, all right? A place where we can come, we can worship together corporately. And you know, it's God's design that we come together, that we gather, all right? I know there's a lot of people who don't think it's all that important, but God says it is. I'm going to listen to what the Holy Spirit says, amen? But, you know, some people think, well, if I can just make it to Salt Lake City or to Mecca or some kind of place or, you know, Tibet, you know, then I'll have an encounter with God, you know, there. And how many know that you don't have to travel anywhere? You can have an encounter with God right here where you're at. You can have an encounter with God in Walmart. Amen. Because God is with us. Hallelujah. And you and I in Christ, of course, are worshiping the true and living God. Amen. Not the God of the pagans. Amen. Or a God that we fashion in our own imagination that may not be true to who God is. But we need to know the God of the Bible. Amen. The God who is truth. And so he was just letting her know that, listen, there's going to be a brand new order. It's not going to be some religious outward formality. All right, but you are going to actually become, what he's saying is you're going to become God's dwelling place. All right, you become God's temple. And it's possible and for a person to go to church, sing the songs, listen to sermons, but never really worship God in spirit. You can be in the atmosphere of heaven, but not encounter heaven. Amen. You can be around people that are getting blessed, but not get blessed yourself. But God wants us to connect with Him in the Holy Spirit. And you and I in Christ are the temple of God. And God meets with us in our spirit. Amen. Just like there was an inner chamber called the Holy of Holies, and that's where the Ark of the Covenant was, and the Shekinah glory, the very presence of God, the manifest presence of God dwelt on the earth. Today, you and I receive, amen, the presence of God when we're born again, and we become God's temple, and we now commune with God in spirit and in truth. It's an authentic worship, amen. It's not some hollow, all right, shallow, powerless, impotent, all right, practice, but it's a reality. Truth is reality. And God wants us to know Him. And how many here love the presence of the Lord? Amen. Amen. Well, if you're in Christ, the presence of the Lord is in you. You need to get acquainted with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And He wants you to speak to Him, and He wants to speak to you. But Jesus said this concerning the religious people of His day, and there's nothing new under the sun. You got a lot of religious people today too, amen? But He said, these people draw near to Me with their mouth and honor Me with their lips, but their heart is far from Me. Now, I don't want to be one of those, amen? I want my praise to be authentic. I want to be from a heart of gratitude, amen? And praise comes from a Latin word meaning value or price. So the goal of worship is to touch the heart of God. Amen? The goal of worship or praise is to connect with God in the Spirit. All right? When you touch Jesus, you touch life. When you obey the Lord's instruction, you touch Jesus, you touch life. When you say what He tells you to say, you encounter God. When you do what He tells you to do, you encounter God. When you praise Him, you encounter Him. Why? Because He dwells in the praises of His people. He inhabits the praises of His people. Amen. How many know that praise is audible? Okay, it's vocal. How many would say that if you went to a game and your favorite team was playing on the field and everybody thought, I'll just be a silent praiser today, man, that place would be deafening. It'd be so lifeless because nobody is expressing, right, from their heart what they feel about their favorite team playing on the field. Now, I know that may be a lame illustration, but how many know that God of heaven deserves the highest and the best praise? Your best praise belongs to Him. Amen. Because if it wasn't for Him, you and I would not be saved. We wouldn't be healed. We wouldn't be delivered. We wouldn't be who we are today. If it wasn't for the grace of God, we would not be who we are today. Does God deserve glory? Does He deserve praise? How many know that thanksgiving again keeps the door of favor open in your life? In Psalms 50, verse 23, whoever offers praise, the Lord said, glorifies or honors me. And you know, those who honor God will be honored by God. And to him who orders his conduct aright, I will show the salvation of God. So those who praise God honor him, and all who walk in obedience before him will experience his mighty deliverance. All right? Now, we all understand that here, that God does not dwell in a temple made by hands. Amen. God's plan, amen, was to possess human beings, redeemed humanity, amen. Because God does not live or dwell in an unclean temple, amen, natural man cannot contain God's presence. Amen. In other words, something has to change within me in order for me to become God's temple. All right? There has to be a cleansing of the house. There has to be a purification by the blood of Christ, amen, so that I can now be open to receive the filling of God's presence. Amen? So if we're unwilling to repent and cooperate with the Holy Spirit, don't expect for your life to be filled with Jesus. I'm just saying. We have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you need to be clean. Amen. And that means I need to cooperate with God. When He convicts me of sin, I need to deal with it. Amen. Right away. I need to confess it and renounce it. And then I can be open to receive then, because God dwells in a clean temple. And only the blood of Christ qualifies us for His presence. So without the Holy Spirit, a person cannot be a true worshiper. Some people are going through a hollow religious ceremony every week and pop-up prayers and reciting things. And yet if they're not born of the Spirit, all of that is in vain. Amen. We must be born again in order to see the kingdom. Even to get into the kingdom, you must first be born of the Spirit of Christ from above. Amen. Christ needs to dwell within you. If you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you do not belong to Him. But if you are in Christ, you are a new creation, you belong to God, and now you can commune with God in your spirit, you can have fellowship with Him, you can worship God in spirit and in truth. So we're not spiritual because we act spiritual. You know what I'm saying? Some people act spiritual, but they're not. Some people are posing, they're putting on a show. Because they want people to think they're spiritual. How many know you don't have to be spooky to be spiritual? Amen? I've run into a few spooky Christians, you know. It's like, no. How many know God is not spooky?
No, He's not.
Hallelujah. If you want normal, you want to know what normal looks like, look at the Lord Jesus. He is the perfect man, the perfect example. Amen? He is a perfect representation of the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. So I want to be like Jesus when I grow up. Amen?
Amen?
But the Holy Spirit who dwells in us makes us spiritual. We're not spiritual because we act that way. We're spiritual because the Holy Spirit in us makes us spiritual. All right? John 7:38, He who believes in me, as the Scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. You know this very well. This he spoke concerning the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified. But Jesus has been glorified. Jesus rose again on the third day, ascended to the Father, amen. And he has sent his Holy Spirit now. And he's pouring out his Spirit. And we now have become the temple of the Holy Spirit so that we can worship God in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Praise takes us beyond ourselves into the realm of the Holy Spirit. This is very important because sometimes people, they come, they sit, they listen, they watch, But they're not learning how to get beyond self to go into the realm of the Holy Spirit. And you can praise your way out of yourself, if you will, out of your head and into the heart of God. Somebody say amen. We need to pray through. We need to praise through so we get over ourselves and our limitations and our weaknesses. Come on. God wants to override that outer man, amen, that's in connection with the outer world. The flesh, amen? The flesh needs to be put to death. The flesh has to be overcome. And the only way to overcome that sin nature or that flesh or that outer man is by the Spirit of the Lord. By the power of God, I have victory over myself. It's not my strength. It's not my willpower. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that gives me the victory over myself so I can control what I do in my body and I can honor God in my body or in my flesh. So you can attend church, sing the songs, even quote scriptures, but true worship flows from the heart of one who is quickened or made alive by the Holy Spirit. So as we give God thanks and praise, His Spirit fills us and helps us overcome our weakness. Jude 1:20, how many know this one? But you, that be us, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. How do you build yourself up? Praying in the Holy Spirit. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians 14:14. What does Paul say about this? If I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. But my understanding is unfruitful. Mine. What is the conclusion then? I will pray with the spirit. I will also pray with the understanding. I will sing with the spirit. I will also sing with the understanding. So we build our inner man through prayer, through praise, through giving of thanks in the Holy Spirit. All right. So in the Old Testament, let's look back in the Old Testament when Moab, Ammon, and the inhabitants of Mount Seir, they conspired to wage war against Judah. Those are God's people. Amen. Victory came through a song. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. All right. They sang a song, hallelujah, and God gave them the victory over their enemies. God intervened. As they gave God of heaven the praise, God intervened and squashed their enemies. And 2 Chronicles 20:22. Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. How many know that praise is a powerful weapon? And we need to learn how to use that. Isn't it interesting, as I was preparing this, that I came under some heavy oppression? All of a sudden, was God saying, you're going to practice what you're going to be preaching. So I had to get my praise on. I had to give God praise. Amen. And I praised and I praised and I gave God thanks. Amen. Until that thing broke. Amen. Amen. And then I was like liberated and I found myself in the river of God that's teeming with life. And all who touch it will be revived, brought back to life again. Amen. So, hallelujah. I like those hand movements. It's all right. God uses the foolish things, you know, so. But we build ourselves up in the Holy Spirit by praying in the Holy Ghost. And that praying in tongues is very key. It's very important. I encourage people, if you are in Christ, if the Holy Spirit is in you, I say it this way. You can pray in your heavenly language, but by faith you have to activate that. All right? Not everybody does, but you can. How many know that God wants us to ask Him and earnestly desire the gifts? Especially that we may prophesy, amen? It benefits the body more. But it builds up you personally as you pray in the Holy Spirit. Pray in tongues. Hallelujah. But praise overcomes our spiritual enemies. Now, let me say this. Possessing a weapon and using it are two different things. Amen. Everyone here can praise the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen?
All right. But if I don't, things may not change. I'm telling you from experience that you can praise your way out of depression, out of oppression. Amen. You can break every chain in your life by praise to God. It is a very important spiritual weapon that God has given us. And we need to start practicing it more, using it more often. And just starting to allow the enemy to beat you up and to beat you down and to oppress you. Amen. You need to fight back by giving God the praise and the glory. And give God thanks for His promises. Put your faith in what God has promised you, and that is full victory over your enemy. Why? Because Jesus has already overcome him. You're just enforcing in your life what He's already done. We remember Paul and Silas, of course, in the New Testament. Acts 16:25, at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Now, of course, I'm sure it was not easy under those conditions, amen, to give God praise. But I believe what they were doing is saying, you know what, we're going to bring to God an offering of praise. We're going to bring a sacrifice of praise to the Lord. Amen? Sometimes it's got to be something that you're not even feeling. Amen? But God always deserves your thanks and your praise. Amen? Always deserves it. So you need to just start practicing praising the Lord. Amen? Especially when you feel the enemy coming in on you. Rise up, amen, and give God a praise. Sometimes a shout is in order. There's been times when I've broken oppression in my life by simply shouting the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Jesus!
Jesus!
Amen. That was good. Thank you, Lord. You know, today is the day of salvation. Listen, today God wants to break chains. He wants to release every prisoner held captive by Satan. God wants to release every prisoner held captive by Satan. Amen? And praise and worship is key to the anointing. And the anointing is the outworking of God's Spirit in our lives. That destroys the work of the enemy. All right? Now, let me give you a little distinction between the anointing and the glory. The anointing is the grace we receive from the Lord. It's our giftings and our works that we do in Jesus' name. It's the same Holy Spirit, but it's the outworking of the Spirit in our lives. All right? The glory is the realm of the Spirit where no one works. It is the place of rest. It is a place where God does the work. It is God's manifest presence. Come on. We can receive an anointing, okay? Let me just say it this way. You can be anointed, but stressed out at the same time. Rest is in the glory. When the Holy Spirit fell on the 120 at Pentecost, the glory of God sovereignly came upon them all. It was a sovereign move of God. The glory of God came. Come on. Their part was to worship and wait on God. They didn't do anything except wait on God. All right? This was a sovereign move of God. And when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, there was a miraculous conception. God's glory came upon her. Mary had simply received the word of the Lord. In Luke 1:35, the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Do you understand that this was a sovereign move of God upon Mary? Mary had nothing she could do to make this happen. How many know what it's like to try to make things happen? But God sovereignly moves at times. And in locations, there are times of refreshing, not constant, but times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord, where God, even right now, as we've already discussed, is moving in the Middle East and in different areas, amen, sovereignly, and many, many, many are coming to Jesus, amen. We're praying, Lord, bring that glory here. Bring that sovereign outpouring to the Northwest, hallelujah, amen, where people become arrested by the Holy Spirit, by the presence of God, and the fear of the Lord comes on people, amen, and they begin to cry out, what must I do to be saved? We need, hallelujah, the glory of God. We need the glory of God in our meetings. Amen. We have an anointing, praise God, but we need God's sovereign intervention in our meetings. Amen. That's when all of a sudden people are getting healed and no one laid hands on them. Nobody even spoke the word sometimes. God just shows up and starts doing the work. Amen. And we're just kind of watching it happen now. Oh, hallelujah. That's what I thirst for. Lord, we want you to show up. Lord, we want you to do what only you can do. Hallelujah. And we want you to receive the glory as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. God releases His Spirit as His people praise Him. People are healed. People are delivered even from demonic strongholds as God's people praise Him. In spirit and in truth. Authentic praise to God. Hallelujah. Sometimes people even receive personal deliverance through praise. I can attest to that. Hallelujah. Sometimes you don't have to have somebody lay hands on you or cast the demon out. Amen. But you can praise, amen, God. And guess what? Praise is toxic to the devil. Amen. He doesn't want to be around that. So as we give God praise, give God glory, hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of His people. He's enthroned on the praises of Israel. Amen. And it's the glory of God that chases out the enemy. As they would say, let God arise and His enemies be scattered. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. See, the early church understood the importance of praising God. In Acts 2:46, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Praising God, verse 47, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. Amen. Now, I had the privilege of being tied in with the Korean-American church when I first got saved. And I love the work ethic, the passion that the Korean people have. I mean, you want to go to a prayer meeting, go to one of their prayer meetings. Go to one of their praise events even, you know. But I remember it would be so amazing how the Spirit of God would move as the people would just corporately come together and praise. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it wasn't like, you know, a few were praising up in here. The others were counting the ceiling tiles. But everybody was praising God together. In other words, they were united. And my prayer is that we would all come together. Amen. Not to please me, but to please the Master. And bringing praise to Him who deserves it. And as we corporately are praising God. Amen. And giving God our best. Hallelujah. That the glory of God's going to come down in a greater measure. We are experiencing an increase of the glory of God in our meetings. Do you experience that? You feel that? There's more to come, and we need to pray. And I'm praying, Lord, for more. Somebody say, more, Lord. Amen. Because we want more. But God is so good. And I'm just enjoying the presence of the Lord, and I'm enjoying God's people. Amen. But God wants His people to be free. He wants His people to get over themselves and forget about what people think. Come on. We got to become like David. Amen. Who danced before the Lord with all of his might. He didn't care what people thought about him. He took some criticism. Yes, you always will. But Lord, give me a heart like David. Amen. When the Spirit of the Lord moves in my heart, I will dance like David danced. Amen, because you don't want to dance like I dance. But if it's like David, I'd say yes, you know. But we got to be free, amen. Free in the house, free to praise. Because that's what delights the Father, when we are acknowledging His goodness. We're giving him the thanks for our daily bread, for family, for friends, amen, for our fellowship, for what he's done in our lives, for his great salvation, most importantly, for the work of the cross. Jesus, you deserve the glory. Hallelujah. The Lord is our refuge. In each case, we see praising God and the manifest presence of the Lord. We're tied together. And again, praise takes us beyond ourselves. Well, I just don't sing. Forget about it. It doesn't matter whether you sing well or not. Give God your best effort. Open your mouth and give him praise. Amen. Hallelujah. By the time it reaches heaven, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. But praise takes us beyond ourselves and into the realm of the Holy Spirit. And that's where life is good. We always say that life is good in the God zone. Get in the zone. Stay in the zone. Stay connected close with Jesus. Come on. He is good. No, he really is. He'll put a smile on your face. He'll put joy in your heart, a skip in your step, a new song of praise. Hallelujah. That's what we're looking for. Bring the freshness, Lord, of what you have right now for this congregation. Lord, release the freshness of your Spirit upon us now. We say now, Lord. We want it now, Lord. We're open, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't have to dwell or live in the desert place when there is a refreshing available in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to just so fill your life with joy. Amen. That you're going to be so over you that you're just going to rejoice in the Lord. Amen. And be oblivious to what the opinions of others are. Just saying. I'm no different than anybody here. I've got to get over me. I've got to get over the opinions of people. What pleases the Lord? That's what I need to find out. And praise pleases the Father. Thanksgiving pleases Him. It's acknowledging His goodness. And we do it deliberately. We give Him praise with our mouths. Amen? All right. Now, just in case you think I'm preaching heresy today, listen to this. Hebrews 13:15. Therefore, by Him, by the quickening of God, amen, let us continually offer, how often? Continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is what? The fruit of our lips. Giving thanks to His name. How many would agree with me that praise is good? Amen. Right? And it's just like, man, just do yourself a favor. Forget about you. All right? And I don't mean that to be disrespectful. I'm just saying, do yourself a favor by getting over self. All right? And even what others may expect of you. Find out what God expects of you. Find out what pleases God and do that. You know, and there's this, the scripture says if a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he'll make even his enemies to be at peace with him. That's interesting for another day, but the Father invites us to draw near to Him. So we pray in the Holy Spirit. We intercede on behalf of others. We praise, we give thanks, and we follow Him wherever He leads. Amen. So you need to receive, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit since you believed, you need to receive the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will enter your life, amen? And the Holy Spirit will cry out from your heart. As Jesus said, out of your belly or heart will flow rivers of living water. And that Spirit cries out, Abba, Father. As a son, as a daughter, you now have, amen, a heavenly Father. Hallelujah. You are a child of God through that new birth. And through the Spirit, we are united to Him. We become part of His family. So now we can bring an acceptable offering to Him. All right? Why? Because the blood of Christ avails for us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us. Would you bow your head just for a moment here and ask the Lord, if there's anything that you need to confess before Him right now, anything you need to renounce right now, that God will deliver you. Hallelujah. God will forgive you. If God has put something on your heart, all right, that you need to confess, that you need to renounce. If you're doing something you know the Father does not approve of it, just confess it right now. Renounce it right now. Be willing to make the change in your life. Make up your mind. Repent. Amen. And then ask the Lord to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to fill every void in your life with His holy presence. Hallelujah. Can I lead us in a prayer together? Just lift our hands. Just lift our hands to the Lord. Say, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray Your kingdom come and Your will be done in my life. Lord, I ask You to cleanse me from all unrighteousness and to fill me with Your Holy Spirit and to clothe me in Your full armor from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And Lord, I ask You to use me as Your vessel, that Your name will be glorified in my life. I commit my life and my future to You in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.